say you ran into somebody, an old friend of yours, that you hadn't seen for a long time, what would you probably say to them?
Say, I haven't seen you in 1,000 years.
Or if you were inviting somebody to come over to your house, what might you say? You know, something to do with regard to how you would feel and having them come over.
Why don't you just come on over to our house? I'd just love to have you.
Have you ever heard people around here say something like, well, we sure would be mighty proud to have you over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heard that?
Well, my grandfather would have said that.
That should be something that an older person would be more likely.
Well, there's still a lot of people around here that probably do still say exactly that. That just sounds like my grandfather, exactly. I mean, something just mighty proud for you to come on.
Well, let's say if a young boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly to see her, and people figure he's getting serious about her, they say that he's doing what?
Getting serious, going steady.
Have you ever heard anybody say, well, so-and-so's courting this young lady?
Not anymore.
Don't hear that anymore.
No, that is a lot of these younger generation don't even know what that means.
Is that right? Have you ever heard anything like that, probably just as antiquated, meaning the same thing as courting?
Sparking. That's really even way before my time, but I've heard it.
What about him? You'd say that he is her...
Her boyfriend.
And she is his...
Girlfriend. Or steady. And my grandmother would have said beau. He's her beau. And
right. Say, if he came home late at night and his younger brother caught him coming in and he had lipstick on his collar and all this, his little brother might say, aha, you've been...
Making out.
Or say, if he asked the girl to marry him and she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
Refused.
But if she didn't refuse, then you'd say, well, they went ahead and got...
Engaged.
And after that, they got...
Married.
At a wedding ceremony, the man who stands up with the groom, that's the...
Best man.
And the woman or girl who stands up with the bride.
Maid of honor.
Have you ever heard of any type of activity taking place after a wedding where a lot of people go over to the couple's house and just start making them... Just have a ruckus, you know, really raucous affair. Ever heard anything like that? You familiar with the term chivalry?
I am in reading. I've never even ever heard of one around here. Now, there may have been, but not anybody I know or have even heard anything about.
The only time that I've ever had any success with that has been in Arkansas with old timers.
Really? They had chivalry? Seems like something like a movie, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers or something. I don't know. Some movie there was a chivalry. But I've never, ever heard of it.
I had when I first ran across it, I didn't know what it was either. It's so far.
Wedding receptions are the only thing I know anything about. In Clark County, they're usually dry.
Yeah,
so there's not much of a ruckus in the church parlor.
Well, say if